All right, welcome to another episode of the so-called Nameless Podcast Show, a show about commercial real estate and copywriting and life in general. Well, not so much life, but copywriting. But what I'm beginning to discover is that copywriting can be segued into most parts of life, because being a good copywriter is actually not about being so clever with words and being the most grammatically correct. Being able to write the most grammatically correct texts, it's more about the people you know, and it's more about your ability to connect with other people. It's about your ability to talk and to listen and to get in other people's world, and that is key. That is actually what makes a great. That is actually what distinguishes a great copywriter from a poor one. Because you can write all the good copy in the world. You can write so convincing copy that people, oh, I gotta have this, I need this. And then they find out that it's a very poor product or a service. In other words, there is no way that you can polish a turd. Apologies for the expression, but that is very true. You need a good product, but you also need a good audience. You need people who are willing to buy. You need people who who are qualified to buy as well. And that means that you need to put yourself out there in front of the right people to the right time. Now, getting yourself in front of the right people to the right time is a little bit difficult, because you and me are different. I want to buy something at one time, excuse me, and you perhaps want to buy something at another time of the day or the week. But the point is, we need as copywriters to get ourselves out there early. Early bird gets, I don't know why I said that. I didn't mean early. I meant we need to get ourselves out there to the right kind of people, and to the right kind of people who are qualified to buy. That means we need to go niche. We need to specialize in certain things. We can't attract all the people in the world. I can't help all the people in the world. You can't help all the people in the world either. We need to find those who are qualified and who want to receive help, and who want to open their wallets and pay for that help as well. Because that is the core essence of copywriting. You can't sell to somebody who don't want to buy it in the first place. You can't try to convince people. You need to persuade people, and you need to persuade people who are already willing to buy. That is why it's so key to reach the proper market, the right market. And why you need to be a little selective with the people that you market to. You can't market to people who simply don't want to buy. And particularly, you shouldn't market to people who, this is a little bit difficult though, but people who have been scammed and who feel scammed. You shouldn't market to them at all, because no matter what you say or what you do, you're a fraudster and you're a scammer in their eyes. It's like, I can't count the number of times that I've had both emails and phone calls about some sort of rich, distant relative living down in Africa or even in Asia this time that left me with $100 million, and all I gotta do is to redeem it is to give them my credit card information. I mean, it's just stupid. That is why you need the... and that is... there are actually a number of other people who have fallen for that trap. You know, I can't exactly feel sorry for them, because that way they've at least learned the lesson the hard way. Now, what has this got to do with with copywriting? Well, the thing is, you need to add value to your prospects before you qualify them to buy. In order for them to buy, they actually need to be sold on your product and your service. And that means you actually need to add something of value to them. You need to give them something, a gift, something for free. And here's the gist. You need to give that gift or something for free to those who are already qualified to buy. Because giving something for free to people who don't want to buy in the first place makes them just want to throw it away. And they don't consider it any valuable. Now, understand this, that giving away something for free doesn't mean that this is how your business model works. In fact, what you're giving away for free, your customer group isn't meant to use it so much in the first place. They're meant to use it in order to get on your email list. Which is why you'll ask them to politely register for your email address. No, your email list. And then, once they've committed to subscribing to your email list, they can redeem their free gift. They can download their free book or whatever. The point is just, you need to address the right people. Preferably at the right time, but that is difficult. But you certainly need to address the right kind of people. And that is crucial for your business. So, if you do this, you will have a successful business model up and running. Target the right people. Don't try to please everyone because you can't. Go after people who you already know are buying products or services from your competitors, from your competition. Do that, and I'll see you tomorrow.